right now. We're here to talk with Bruce, Sports Lit 101, this afternoon. And are we doing your favorites? Is that where we are?
What we're going to do is we're going to do the summer reads, old and new. Most of the books, and there'll be sports books and non-sports books. The sports books, we've spoken to all of the authors, and they haven't all been within the last 12 calendar months, but they've been recent. And these are books that I think make for great summer reading. I mean, they may not be a book you curl up with on a cold winter night, but I think they're all really good books. The first one you could read any day, anytime, and that's Dust Bowl Girls, which Rich, you and I both love, by Lydia Reeder. It's Algonquin Books. So I'm going to go through these so people can write them down. The great thing about it is you will learn more about the origin of women's sports and collegiate sports in this country than you could imagine. Then the book we just talked about, and with the author with whom we'll speak in 2 weeks, Jim Leake, From the Dugouts to the Trenches. Great, great book from University of Nebraska Press. Then the only book I know on sex and fishing, Backseat with Fish, which was really a fun book by Henry Hughes at Skyhorse Publishing. It took both of us by surprise. It really was not the book I thought it was going to be. It was great. Really liked it. Another fishing book was Beautifully Grotesque Fish of the American West.
Oh, yes.
That was really a fun book. And my friend Corey Willard, who's a real scholar of such things, got a copy of it too. And he just said to me, he was blown away by what a great book it was. And so even if you never go out west and never go fishing out west, what this book shows you is what happens when you mess with Mother Nature and what can happen in the way that entire fisheries can be ruined. And this is really important in Maine because we have the last brook trout fishery in North America that is native. And if we lose it, it's gone forever. So you should read this. But the best book for old guys, well, not old. And if you're 40 or older, and even if you don't fly fish, you want to read Fly Fishing Through the Midlife Crisis with Hal Raines. We do the book giveaway. We have a copy of that. Hal Raines, as many people know, was the managing editor at the New York Times, a very, very well established and well-known writer on many things. You'll love his section on fishing the redneck way. It's really great. Then a book that by a friend of downtown, Bill Littlefield, At the Top of His Game, The Best Sports Writing of W.C. Hinds from Library of America. If you really like great writing and you want to understand why the Frank DeFords of the world would tell you that they loved this book and the writing of W.C. Hinds, it's really great. Death of a Racehorse may be the best newspaper, long-form newspaper story essay I've ever read. Remember this book, because when it came out, we knew it would come back again. Wounded Lions, Joe Paterno, Jerry Sandusky, and the Crisis in Penn State Athletics by Ronald A. Smith, University of Illinois Press, with Mr. Spanier and others being sentenced to prison terms. Reading this book and seeing a lot of the origin is really good. We have Olympics coming up, though. The next ones are winter ones, but the story of Mary Decker and Zola Budd called Olympic Collision by Kyle Kaiserling, really a fascinating book. And that's also from University of Nebraska Press. Wounded Lions is from Illinois. And again, you'll learn more about Zola Budd and you'll learn more about the history of South Africa than you thought you would learn and really be amazed by her story. She comes off as one of the most courageous and interesting and introspective athletes I've ever read about. The last one for me for sports is Bloomer Girls, Women Baseball Pioneers, Deborah Shattuck, University of Illinois Press. She was a great guest, but this book was really amazing in that the things I learned about the late 19th century and the early 20th century and women and sports and collegiate sports and like was great. My non-sports books, A Man Called Ove by Frederick Bachman is a fabulous novel, one of the best I've read in a really long time. It's from Washington Square Books. And what I really like about this particular book is it's about a curmudgeon, and I have in my life been accused of being one.
What?
Great book called The Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes, which won the Man Booker Prize. If you ever see a book's won the Man Booker Prize, which is England, Ireland, and the diaspora, read it. It's great. Even if you've seen the movie Hidden Figures, you want to read the book because the movie conflated a lot of stuff and there's a lot that they couldn't get in. It's really good. Sandcastle Girls by Chris Bohalian from Vintage Books. So you will learn about the Armenian genocide. And boy, this book could be about what's going on in Syria today. It's really good. Then Anything Is Possible by Elizabeth Strout, which should win the Pulitzer Prize for a second time, I think. I haven't read anything close to that recently. A book that you need to get from Tickleshore Publishing at www.garnetrogers, one word, no G, Rogers. Night Drive, Travels with My Brother, the story of Garnet and Stan Rogers and their long time together in the music business. It is, at times, the funniest book you will ever read, and at other times, it will absolutely break your heart. And it is so incredibly well written. It's stunning. The last two on my list are the two best historical novels I've ever read, and they're by the same man, Wayne Johnston, from Vintage Books in Canada. The Colony of Unrequited Dreams. Let me say that again. The Colony of Unrequited Dreams and The Custodian of Paradise. And you want to read them in that order. Absolutely incredibly well written, very richly imagined. Both of them involve, to a great extent, Joey Smallwood, one of the most famous Canadian politicians and a guy who rose from the humblest of beginnings to become the premier of Newfoundland, and his long relationship with a woman who just dominates both books. They're just really, really fine books. So for your summer reading, those are some suggestions.
There you go, right there. Bruce is going to take good care of you.